The change, I think, has come about very suddenly and unexpected to the country on two reasons. First reason is political reason. And the political reason is stronger, perhaps, than the security reason in the country. For political reason, soon after the president had announced to the ruling PDP serving governors that he was going to contest, 24 hours after, we saw change in the service chief. That is very significant because of the election that is coming ahead. Second reason could be security reason. Due to the attack that was witnessed about 3 days or 4 days back in Bauchi by the Boko Haram group, there might be need to reposition and strategize his service chiefs. But whatever these reasons could be, the opposition parties, they will not agree that this change is for security reasons. This is because of the timing.
Professor, Nigeria has had a history of military coups. Is there some concern on the part of Jonathan that perhaps his decision to want to run for president may not be setting well with people in the north and the military ranks?
What you say does not have any bearing as at now anyway, but it could also be strategic and timely. This is because if you look back, we have had some constitutional crisis of succession soon after the death of President Yar'Adua, even before he died when he was in hospital. And that time could have been right for the military to strike, but they didn't strike. So I think the issue of coup is ruled out, hopefully, in the analysis. But it will not be total.
If you look at the names of those appointed, where do they come from regionally in Nigeria?
The change represents the former structure of the service chiefs that were deposed. That is to say, there is representation from the south, comprising the west and the south-south, and then representation from the north as well. So the service chiefs have competently represented the entire federal structure in the country.
Professor, there is still, I would say, disquiet within the ruling PDP whether the president should go ahead, as he has announced, to run in the elections coming for next year.
Yes, that's correct, because there is serious rancor and acrimony, especially from the dominant north that is looking at the entire contest of the president as betrayal of agreement that has been there in the PDP.